Good morning. So, Hazinu. Hazinu is my brother, Parsha. Right? Wow.
So you're probably holding like everyone bound.
No, I mean, it happens to be when I was 12 and preparing my Bar Mitzvah Parsha. I didn't do that. I only did like every other Ramban then, you know? I didn't. It was actually funny. I was showing my kids today. I got a chumash from my Bar Mitzvah. And I was like, if you look at Hazinu, every Dalid is circled. I was like, why is every Dalid circled? Because I heard like some Sora that like everything is hidden. Like, there's like a remez to like everything in Hazinu. Anybody ever hear this thing? Like, everything is like a remez in Hazinu?
I heard everything is remez in the Torah.
In the Torah? So I was like trying to find my name, like by circling all the dalits, and like I skipping letters, but I couldn't find it though. But that idea is in the Ramban. Not exactly that idea, but like.
I thought
Rebbe's was not good. Well, you know, when you're 12 and you're 13, things are different. I must have been 13. I mean, because I got that from my Bar Mitzvah. Maybe I was 14 when I did. I don't know. But so, whenever it was. Okay. Yeah, I am Chassidish. I didn't cut my pace last night. So, it says in Hazinu. Amarti af ehem ashpisa me'enosh zichram. So, this is now, we're quoting a Kaddish Baruch Hu. I said in my heart, or I said to myself, that I'm gonna make them hefker, Rashi says, af ehem. Ashpisa me'enosh zichram, I'm going to cease their name from existing amongst humanity. I said to myself, the Jewish people deserve like total annihilation. Lule, if not for ka'as oyev agur, for the saved up hatred of the enemy. Pen yinakru tsaremu, lest the, again, it's like poetic language. Hopefully, I'm not translating it exactly precisely, but pen yinakru tsaremu, lest the enemy become, lest they, yinakru is like, become foreign, meaning to say, like, lest they have like a foreign wrong idea. Pen yomru yadenu rama, lest they say that our hand is stronger, meaning stronger than Am Yisrael, stronger than a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Velo Hashem pa'al kozos, and Hashem didn't do all this. Meaning to say, Hashem said, I would have destroyed the Jewish people. I would have destroyed them. They deserved it, but not for the fact that like I couldn't do that. Meaning then it would have, then the non-Jews would have thought that they're really stronger than me. Okay, that's what the pasuk seems to be saying. So that's the Ramban. Ashpisa me'enosh zichram. Galusenu bein ha'amim anachnu Yehuda v'Yamin. They in our galus, meaning this galus now of Yehuda v'Yamin, meaning to say the second galus, the second galus in times of the first Beis Hamikdash after the 10 tribes. I should have destroyed all of them. She'ein lanu zecher ba'amim v'lo nechshav le'am v'umaklal. We were not considered a nation. We had no significance amongst the people, amongst the nations. Really, we should have been in this state of galus forever. Lule ka'as oyev, if not for the anger of the enemy. V'yoreze. This is teaching us, b'galusenu ata tama zchus avos. We don't have the zchus avos. Meaning to say, theoretically, we really should have stayed in galus forever. We only deserve to be saved because of Hashem's name. I'll gather you from all these nations. Yeah.
What
it means is that, so, Schus Avos is, I think, an idea that we don't deserve it, but because of the Schus of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, Hashem will do it for their sake. So we're saying that we no longer have that schus. That if we already used it. Meaning to say that Hashem, He said, I'll do, okay, you don't deserve it this time, but I'll do it for their sake. And you don't deserve it, but I'll do it for their sake. And it got to a point where Hashem said that even for their sake, that, again, I don't know how these things work, and it sounds very mathematical now. But
mean,
I don't think that's
the threshold of schus avos.
Right, right. Like, when did that end? But at a certain point, it's like, I mean, like, lahavdil, but let's say, you know, your father is good friends with the principal, and he's like, for the first couple of times that the kid was causing trouble in class, so he's like, okay, fine, you know, I really want to treat you b'midas harachamim because I love your father, and I know it's not fair, but okay, I'll look the other way this time. But it gets to a certain point where it's just like it's too egregious, like it's I can't ignore it anymore. I think the Ramban is saying something like that. That's a good question. Meaning, like, yeah, Hachanami, maybe it could. Maybe. No, but it's not even a matter of recharging. It could be like, when we're so far away, Hashem can't be like, oh, they're all serving idols and they're all murdering, but whatever. They're the children of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. But let's say, okay, they're speaking Lashon Hara and they're, like, a little mean to each other and they're being Mevatel Torah and they're not keeping Shabbos exactly properly, but, like, can they, if we're in Like, is it, like, once you get past a certain range of badness, like, is it then, like, it doesn't apply, but once you get back in it, like, it reapplies? I don't know. I'm not really sure how that works. Could very well be. Anyway, but the Ramban is saying that we really did not deserve to be saved. Right? It says, I'll gather them from the lands that I spread them apart in, and through that I'll be sanctified to the eyes of the nations. You'll know that I am God, when I do for you for my sake, for my name's sake, not what you deserve based on your evil ways and based on your corrupt actions of a base Israel. I'll do for my sake to not have you be desecrated. Have it be desecrated in the eyes of the nations. So anybody in high school or not in high school ever learn Kol Dodi Dofek of Soloveitchik? The Knox. It's a beautiful essay. What's ironic about this essay, which is not our point at all right now, but what's ironic about this essay is that it's, I don't know if it's taught anymore, but like at one point it was taught as like standard, like Israeli school system, like chinuch, about like, you know, about religious Zionism and what it means to appreciate like Yad Hashem and history and things like that. But Rav Soloveitchik was not really like a classic Zionist at all. He didn't really like, whatever, meaning he had a very complicated approach to Tzionut. But Lamaisa, why am I mentioning it? Because there's one of the knocks that Rav Soloveitchik was hearing was the knock of the creation of the State of Israel. And in the extent that it was a refutation of like Christian theology, the idea that the Jewish people were damned, right, for having rejected Jesus, and there's supposed to be this idea of the wandering Jew who kind of goes from place to place and can never find rest because they were rejected from God, and it was literally part of Catholic theology that the Jewish people are not going to come back to their land. They were rejected. And then the Catholic Church was very against the creation of the State of Israel because they had theological issues with it. Like, it can't be. And it was a problem for them. Like, if we're rejected by God, how could God bring them back? But that's exactly what we're saying. And now you see, like, I don't know if it's I think it's a good thing, but, like, sometimes, like, it could get, like, the boundaries between Christian love for Jews can get a little bit, like, problematic. But the idea of, like, so many evangelicals and everything, like, love the Jewish people, love the State of Israel, I think it's because they see Yad Hashem in that. Meaning that they see, like, apparently, I guess God does love the Jewish people. And, like, they support the Jews and Israel because they see, like, all the miracles Hashem has done for us, and that shows them that, like, that we are God's people. So I think that's what the Ramban is talking about. The idea of Hashem bringing us back for His sake. And that, obviously, for the Jewish people, it was a huge Kiddush Hashem. I think Yosef Richard talks about that also in Kol Dodi Dofek, the idea that the Jewish people themselves, like so many people were hiding their Judaism and wanted to kind of just, after the Holocaust, just like forget and just like be done with being Jewish. And the creation of the State of Israel didn't allow that. It brought the Jewishness of the Jews back, you know, onto stage. And also brought back to the world the idea of Yad Hashem in history and protecting His people. Okay. But that's what the Ramban is saying. Hashem said, you deserve to have been wiped out. You deserve to just have been forgotten about, but I can't do that. For my sake, I'm gonna bring you back. So that's why Moshe, when he's davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right, to not destroy us. Right? That the non-Jews are going to hear if you destroy these people, like you took them out of Egypt and then you killed them. They're going to think that maybe you're not powerful enough. Right? Hashem said, you know what? You're right. Hashem said, I'm going to be soleach to Am Yisrael for what you said, meaning based on your taina, that it would be a big chilul Hashem if I destroyed them. You know, what's the depth of this? Like, why does Hashem care? What's the problem? Why does He care? It's not that Hashem is trying to show His strength, you know, in front of His enemies, like, I'm stronger than you, I'm stronger than your gods. All the nations are nothing. It's literally, when we were talking about yesterday in the Siyum, we were talking about the Rambam's description of Olam Haba and how, like, if you try to even describe what it means to have this Ta'anug Ruchani, the spiritual pleasure, in relationship to the physical pleasures, it's just like, it's nothing. It's beyond comparison. It's literally just like, there's no comparison. So obviously Hashem doesn't care. Hashem does not care. His existence is infinite, and their existence is nothingness. And so He doesn't care about them. Right, v'to nechshavu lo. I'm guessing the Ramban is quoting a pasuk here. I don't know. He sounds like he's paraphrasing a pasuk. Ka'ayin negu me'efes v'to nechshavu lo. Yeah, it is. It's pasuk in Shayah. Mem yud zayin. Very good. Right? The Ramban does that. He like uses like poetic language. He's really paraphrasing a pasuk. It's incredible how there are such bekim in Tanakh. All these mafarshim. Aval Hashem bara es ha'adam b'tachtonim. Hashem created man in the lower world. Okay, let's start paying attention. Okay, what do you mean? Like, what's the point of existence? Why did Hashem make man in these lower worlds? Shiakir es bara'o v'yodelishmo. The point is that he recognizes his creator. And he acknowledges that. He thanks him, but he acknowledges. Somehow, well, what's the deeper idea here? I'm not exactly sure. Unfortunately, the Ramban didn't elaborate here. What's the point of that point? I don't know. Maybe it's that somehow that is the ultimate act of being mekadesh one's existence, is by recognizing that he is not the source of everything, that he is the receiver, and that he was created, and that he is not a power in and of himself, but he was put in this world by this infinite power. But the point is, says the Ramban, we're supposed to recognize that we were created. The Ramban at the end of Parsha Spo, he says something similar. He says the whole point of creation was that people should daven b'tzibur and declare in public, you know, Hashem, you created us. Yeah, right. And we were given the ability to choose, right, to do evil, choose to do good, to recognize that we are God's creatures, or to not. And at a certain point, humanity became corrupt. People were sinning. And everybody was denying, meaning, I don't know if they're denying that there's a God, but denying that God is God. I mean, they're kind of recreating God in their own image and having idols. And even if they recognize there's this ultimate power, but they kind of say, well, if you serve this thing, so then you can do what you want, basically. Lo nisharak ha'am hazeh lishmo. At a certain point in history, it was only Avram and then the Jewish people who were truly recognizing who God was. Upirsim bahem ha'amim es ososa ves masav lo yusupar od bahem. And then Hashem publicizes it in Yitzias Mitzrayim, I think the Ramban's referring to. That through all these miracles, he is the ultimate God, the ultimate force, the ultimate master of everything. And then it was made known to all the peoples. Right, and that's the, if you look at Az Yashar, we see everybody was made aware of who God was through Yitzias Mitzrayim. If Hashem will then change course and destroy them, so then the whole story of the Jewish people and God's role in the course of our history will be forgotten about as well. And if somebody does mention, oh, there used to be this Jewish people and they had these crazy miracles and had this crazy story, they'll say, okay, I guess they somehow had this connection with some star or some koach in the universe and that helped them, but then it was gone. The purpose of man's creation will be lost. People will be like they are today in Western society. People just don't recognize that they are not God. Meaning, they recognize, people think that they are God now. People think that there's no point of existence besides just to do what I think is good for myself. They don't recognize that they are really here with a purpose, and they have to recognize that they are part of this bigger picture, and they're put here for a certain purpose of recognizing that they are not the power in and of themselves. And all it will be is people just doing whatever they want. Machis lefanav and causing anger before him. So Hashem says in these psukim, meaning when he's saying, I'm not going to destroy you, right? Lulei ka'as oyev, not for the fact that it would have caused the nations to become, to anger me, right? To think that it's really them. Hashem says, I couldn't have done that. It would have destroyed the whole purpose of existence. The purpose of creation, there'll be this nation for all days. And also, it's not just the nation for its own sake, right? We're supposed to be an Am Segula, we're supposed to be Mamachas Kohanim, that our purpose is to then broadcast this message to all of humanity, to all of the world. But we need the Jewish people. That they are the closest to him and know him amongst all the nations. And that's what it means in the pasuk here in Hazinu. Hashem will judge his nation, and then have rachamim, have compassion for his servants. Shizkor Hashem berachamim ki heim amo me'az. He'll remember that we have always been his people. Shizkor ki heim avadav shamdu lo begalusim ki avadim lispal atzaros vashibud. Despite all of our shortcomings and all of our all the reasons, we really in terms of midas, I didn't deserve to be destroyed, chalila, because we do forget. We forget often about what we're supposed to be doing. But nevertheless, in general, the Jewish people, in our core, we do remember that we are a special people, that we're God's people. And we really do understand we're supposed to be doing his mitzvos. Okay? Chinin shenemar, vayomar ach ami hema banim lo yishakeru. Hashem will then remember that we've never truly kind of rejected that we're his people. And in that, so now the Ramban, I think, is pulling back a little bit from his initial, like, really harsh description. Now Hashem said, you really on your own deserve to be totally destroyed. Now he's saying, now Hashem says, if I look at it in terms of your specific ma'asim and your specific actions, really, you don't deserve to exist anymore because the bad is so egregious. At the same time, like, you really do deserve to exist because at least you recognize that you're part of this plan. And that itself is enough to keep you here because I need you for my plan. I need you for my plan. Okay, that's the idea of the Ramban. I think a deep idea. I'm sure this could be discussed at length. Maybe when, you know, I'm sure some Kabbalistic ideas could be used here. What does it mean that somehow Hashem needs us, and what's exactly our purpose in this universe? But I'll have to hold off on that for now. But in terms of the Alei Shur, I think that this Ramban really, really is an important perspective for Yom Kippur, for the idea of asking Hashem for rachamim. What do we say every day? What's the first insertion in Shmona Esrei? In Esrei Shemek Shuvah? Zachreinu lechaim, elechofetz v'chaim, yechosveinu v'sefer ha'chaim, lemancha elokim chaim. Right? Lemancha, for your sake. What does it mean, lemancha? What does it mean? Like, what does it mean, lemancha? Okay? So it says here, give David a sheet. No? Now he's going to get the punchline for Yom Kippur. It's going to be great. Says the Alei Shur here, Rabbeinu Hagon, Rabbi Yisrael, I'm not exactly sure what the title here. Yeah, the Zecher Tzedek Levracha. Hishvish Banu, right? He instilled within us the idea. Kya Eitza Yichida Liskos B'Din. The only true advice to, if one wants to be Zoche in Din, Hilios Ish Sherabim Tzrichim Lo. Somebody that the people need, that the community needs. Talmido Maran, right? Rishim Chazisel. Mikelm, Bir had the Isa Rosh Hashanah. Explain what it means, Rosh Hashanah. Achrei shebiru masnisin dechol bayolam over mafanav kneivaro. Bichen kula miskar miskira achas. Kiyavi shedanam kolachet viyachet viyachidus. Etzem hadin hu ad kama haadam shayech leklal. We are judged individually and see how much our good outweighs our bad, our benefits outweigh our shortcomings. But then we're also judged, or maybe even the primary judgment is, and how does this person fit into the bigger picture? Vekach amar gon. Yisrael Salanter, Keshem Ispalim Betfila Zachreinu Lachaim. When we daven, Hashem should remember us for life. Omim Tekep Lemaancha Elokim Chaim. For your sake, the living God. Shein LaAdam Levakeish Ela Lemaancha. We want to be here for your sake. Dimlochein Yachol Liyos Shal Tzimis Echad Shochel Olam Azel Lo Yespiku Lo Komat. I don't know what this means, but for a little bit of carrots, a little bit of tzimis, a person eats, so he's going to get then. Hashem will say, you know what, you don't really deserve to be in this world. And you can say, like, Hashem looks at us and sees how superficial we are and how, you know, how much our ma'asim are not sufficient. Hashem says, in theory, you don't deserve to be here. Aval limancha im chayav tzarechei gavohim. If you are our life, as language is for the greater good, for Hashem's sake, az kol hitzrechuso eino ola b'cheshbon klal. And then, of course, Hashem needs us in this world. Okay, let's go now to the bottom. I know it's fuzzy, I apologize. Rabim Srichem Lo, the idea that we're needed by the Tzibor, we're going to finish in 2 minutes. Zem mi she'eno egoist. You guys know what that word means in Hebrew? Egoist? Egocentric. Right? That means somebody who's not egotistical. Eno chai eschayav rak la'atmo. He's not living his life just for himself. Midosav, I think that's what the word is. His midos are chesed, savlanos. He wants to be kind. He wants to be patient. Ava, sabrios. He loves all creatures, everything. Yiraso tehora. He has a pure yira shamayim. Toraso amal amiti. His Torah is true amal. What does that mean? All these things are, like, for example, amal amiti. I think what Rav Volbi means is that it could be a person is really amal batorah. He's learning really, really late and he's pounding away. Why is he doing that? Maybe he's doing it just because. Maybe he wants people to see how intense he is. And maybe he's doing it because he wants to be able to understand and ask good questions. And maybe he's doing it because he wants to just feel like he wants to understand and be successful. But the Amal Amiti is that he's saying, Hashem, I want to get close to you. I want to understand what your Torah is. That's Amal Amiti, I think. Rabim Tzrichim Lo, Hu Lav Davka Askan Tziburi. Doesn't mean somebody necessarily who's like he's going around, he's part of Hatzalah, and he's making phone calls to get people into camps, and he's whatever he's doing. Elanose Ba'olem Chaveiro V'im Harabim. And he just feels like he's connected with his friend. His friend looks upset, or his friend could use his help. He helps him out, or he just feels like the tzara of what's going on around him. Avshu Yoshev Arba Amosav, even though he's kind of he could be in somebody who is not very public. He's not on stage. Veinu Yotzi the Shusharam, he's not going out in public, but he feels a certain just responsibility and identification with everything going on around him. Okay? So I think this is the idea of the Ramban that Leman Chelokim Chaim, which we're all going to be saying now. We say now, and we're going to be saying on Yom Kippur. But the idea of to be Zoche Bedin is to have a certain. And again, for Avobi, I think it's not so much about actions, but it's more about mentality. That I feel like I want to help out. I want to be a piece of this bigger puzzle. I want to contribute what I can contribute. It doesn't mean like my life is always going to be in the public, and on the public stage. But it's that it could be that my contribution is that I'm going to be the person who's going to be a doctor. And my contribution is going to be that if the people there come and they need my help and they can't afford it, or just to show people with patience, even though the patients are coming, the other kind of patients are coming one after the other, and at least I'm going to show them that I care. I'm going to try to do it with chesed, and a certain just mentality of I'm here to be a person who's helpful. When I come home, I want to play with my kids and learn with my kids and have patience with my wife, because that's part of me being a good person and doing what I'm supposed to be doing in this world. I'm not here for myself. I'm not here as somebody who thinks that I'm the source of everything, but I'm here as somebody who feels like I'm part of this bigger picture of being able to act lemancha. I think that's what comes out of this Ramban. The whole idea, the chiddush of we could be lemancha is the yisod of this Ramban. Hashem says, you know what, I need you in this world, and therefore I'm going to save you, even though if I look at your maisim individually, maybe you don't really deserve it. But when I look at the bigger picture, that you're here for me, so of course I want to keep you in this world. And we all be zochet to feel like we're part of something big and important, and truly be part of something big and important if we have a perspective of the mantra.